Song about the north, north of the 52 states. We call them provinces here, where we work hard and hard we play. We know our rights from what's wrong. Got the good shore, no fad. We love our Gord Downey songs. We wear our denim and plaid. Oh Canada, we are true north, strong and free.
Downtown kids on Pizza Corner in Halifax. Tragically hip fan singing horse with a half a glass. Kitchen party in Newfoundland with your co-workers. Ranking family cranking on the radio will sure work to get you jumping on the PEI. Or New Brunswick to Quebec to poutine these fries. While you're at it, may I please have a bottle of Keats? I'm watching hockey night in Canada with all of my peeps.
We're far from perfect, we know. We get frustrated someday when our car gets stuck in the snow. Our team loses a game. Ice hockey is in our blood, but there's no ice in our veins. We are polite to no end. Oh, and we still love to ride trains. Oh, Canada, we are true north, strong and free.
And O Canada is for Ontario, yours to discover, so check the scenario. Tea dot the melting pot of the whole country. The more love we evolve daily, the more comfy. We got prairies like Don Cherry's got new suits. From Manitoba to Alberta's a smooth scoot. The Rocky Mountains and the trees and the breeze. You know the feeling that you get when you see BC.
Just a little song about the north, true north, strong and free. Just a little song about the north, true north, strong and free.
Since we just celebrated Canada Day, it's a good time to also talk about your song, Denim and Plaid. Tell me about that one.
Yes, Denim and Plaid, a Canadian love song. That's the full title. The parenthetic part is a Canadian love song. And yeah, that's a song I wrote shortly before provinces sort of got together. But it certainly changed a lot when Mike added his verses, because there's so much that he says in that song.
I had a lot of fun writing that song because it really put my skills to the test. James wanted a very specific set of lyrics that was incredibly Canadian, as much Canada as you can think. Like, if you could rub dirt from Canada on a page and send it in, that's the song he wanted. He wanted Canadian soil in lyric form. So I got to make all the references I can imagine, because I love references. I'm a big pop culture junkie. And to make it strictly Canadian from the heart was fantastic. Just an incredibly fun song to write.
I don't know if there's a provinces song that that is really like a full-on co-write, that is certainly it, because it really came together really well. And this is the first Canada Day that we're really using that song to celebrate to this country and everything that, you know, all of the stereotypes that go along with being Canadian, all those Canadianisms.
You managed to do some touring as a band before everybody locked down in quarantine. Can you tell me about one of the shows you played together that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Yeah, this band, there's something about this band that it's got such a crazy live energy. I've never been involved with a band with that level of live energy before. So it's hard to narrow down one show, but there's two in particular that come to mind. We did a Cops for Cancer benefit show in Souk near Victoria, and that was just a crazy time. We actually got pulled over by the cops on the way there because there was a limitation on the driver's license, and two of us had to get out of the car because you could only have so many people in the car. So it's just kind of ironic that it was on the way to a Cops for Cancer benefit that this happened. And then the show itself was even crazier. So, and then the other one that comes to mind is that during our tour a couple of weeks later, the Victoria show at Intrepid Theater was unbelievable. The audience, you know, the energy in the room was amazing, and the audience was fantastic. So those two shows really stand out for me.
So there's the show that stands out in my mind that I can't remember, which was a great time. But the one that stands out in my mind that I absolutely can remember is a show which I'm terrible with geography. So let's just say it was in Parksville. It was in Parksville, and we were playing this like garage floor, basically with 60 or 70 seats. And one of my ex-girlfriend's parents showed up, and they had a great time. They were dancing. And we got to stay the night with a lovely woman named Rose, who put us up for the night because we were just a bunch of traveling hippies trying to find a gig to play and a place to stay sort of thing. So that show sticks out because we met some of the kindest people. Actually, somebody knitted me this pink, very thin, let's call it a boa. I have it hanging above my window right now. So a lot of things came from that show.
Oh, that's awesome. I know you're not all physically located in the same place. How have you been managing the quarantine situation as a band?
In a way, it hasn't been too much of a problem because, you know, we're in two different cities, most of us, or three different cities, I guess, which kind of makes sense because we're all originally from different provinces, and that's kind of, you know, the origin of the name. But it hasn't mattered as much because of the quarantine. So everything that we've done has been from a distance and live stream. And so we're just kind of getting through it the way most people are. We have a show July 4th, so some of the people listening to this will, it'll still be relevant too. But it's a live stream show on the Duncan Showroom website. I think it's duncanshowroomproductions.ca. And then we're going to share it to our Facebook page and all that too.
Which is scary because there's no audience, so I think I'm going to eat a habanero pepper to get the energy that I would normally feed off the crowd.
Where can we find you online to keep track of what you're up to?
For sure. So on Instagram, we are at Provinces Band, and you can find us on YouTube. We've got a mini documentary on YouTube called Provinces Band of Brothers, which is a really interesting little mini doc that we put together of our tour that I was talking about, and that's it's got a lot of character in it and shows the energy of the live show. We have an artist profile on the Mighty Spec Records website, which is mightyspecrecords.ca. You can find our song Denim and Plaid, a Canadian love song, on Bandcamp, on YouTube, on Apple, iTunes, Spotify. All of our music, our first four songs on our debut EP, are on all of those platforms. So yeah, we're around. People can find us.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song Revolution in Every Room. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting song because it's a little bit it's got a bit more of a darker edge and more of a rock and more of a blues edge than the other songs. And it's funny that it ends up still translating in the live setting, but I can think just because it's a refreshing change. But yeah, I think lyrically, it's just about, you know, if we want a revolution globally, it starts with one person at a time having our own personal revolution.
Very timely. Thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Running in the same old circles, tired of the ruins of the same old squares, and my Irish skin wants to settle in, build a fire with you, build a house with you. And my Irish skin wants to settle in, build a fire with you, build a house with you, have a revolution in every room, have a revolution in every room, every room, have a revolution in every room.
Couple of groups since I started rapping, but we know work habits palpitate like heart attack. And if you don't see the big picture like an art attack and have to climb the ladder just to get it, that's when artists aren't slacking. I'm a hard assassin, every stage I get upon I murder it. Stuffy 10-year veteran that you ain't heard of yet, tying up flows tight like a shirt sleeve tourniquet. Never hustling, I'm laid back working, earning it, turning it into an individual's ritual of metaphysical visuals that'll rip at you. And this is proof, let me get at you, singing it it interests you. This is 2019, pick a different view.
Tired of traveling in the same old circus, tired of unraveling with the same old clowns, and my Irish skin wants to settle.
No collar off my watchdogs, I got a bit of an expensive liver, call me foie gras. I'm hot sauce, drinking a bottle of Glenbrighton single malt scotch. I'm top notch like Gilda Radner, you look funny, haha. So watch a instructional video how to stop making my mom yawn. I'm on another molecular level, you see, and I combine to an entourage of confidants, amalgamating wanderlust, incorporating loss and thus emerging with a refined thought of a time lost. We fought long to question reality's not wrong. If you concern, my compound metaphors are so spot on. Got my mind strong and my shine on, you crazy double will ride on. There's still reach to the horizon and make sure that everyone's having a time long.
Oh, now where are you when I need a whole new circumstance? With you, build a house with you, am I?